Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Deadpool 2 comes out this week, and we are stoked. Got my tickets. One of our buddies of the show is going to go with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's a lot to celebrate. I mean, Deadpool 1 set a lot of records, well-received. That's why last week we looked at Ryan Reynolds, and this week we're looking at Josh Brolin, celebrating his career with both real and wishful casting and things. And so today, we're going to look at the top five Josh Brolin roles. This one may, as always, cause a little controversy. And I do love, like, when people are like, hey, no, that's not right. You need to rethink what you're doing here, buddy. And by all means, if you think something should be on here, let me know. I would love to hear what you think about it. So, anyway, here we go. Let's jump into it. These are the top five Josh Brolin roles. Number five was as Joe in Oldboy. This was a Spike Lee film. Came out back in 2013. And didn't do well. I'll just be honest. It did real bad. Supposedly, it was like a $30 million budget, and it only did $5 million at the box office. But Josh Brolin's really good in it. And just the movie was a copy and paste of the Korean film. But it's, you know, what do you expect? Sometimes, you know, you can't all be The Departed. But in the movie, he is a really interesting, he's this alcoholic and he gets kidnapped and wakes up in this cell kind of thing. And he spends the next decade training and, you know, training his body and trying to figure out how he got there. He also finds out that his wife was raped and murdered and that their infant daughter was sent off and adopted. And he's trying to figure out who would want to do that. You know, who would want to kill his wife and frame him and imprison him. And eventually he gets out, and that's where everything just goes crazy. Pretty much from there on, it's just spoilers. But when you find out, like, who was behind it, when you meet Elizabeth Olsen's character, who's a nurse that helps him. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Olsen's in it. So you got Scarlet Witch and Sam Jackson, so Nick Fury's in it, and Palm Clementiff. Mantis. So there's a lot of Avengers in this movie, but it's, you know, I enjoyed it. It's dark and it gets crazy, but it's still, you know, I think it's one of his best acting roles. Obviously, you should definitely check it out. Let me know what you think. Number four is when he was Leland Moss in No Country for Old Men. This was one of the movies where, not the movie, because we'll get to that, that's the number one, but this is one of the movies where I was like, man, Josh Brolin is good. Like, he's awesome. No Country, if you've been living under a rock, is from the Coen brothers, came out back in 2007. Phenomenal cast. Besides Josh Brolin, you have Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, Woody Harrelson, Kelly MacDonald, Tess Harper, Barry Corbin, Stephen Root, Beth Grant, all these people. And it's Larry McMurtry, right? Carmack McCarthy. Sorry. Larry McMurtry's Lonesome Dove. Carmack McCarthy novel. And it's a modern Western. It's like 1980s and stuff. And it won a buttload of awards. And that, I think that's the technical term. It was buttload. Because it got nominated for 8 Academy Awards. Trying to remember what all it, the directors, the got Best Picture, which it won, Best Director, which they won, Supporting Actor, Javier Bardem won. Adapted screenplay, they won. They also got nominated for cinematography, film editing, and sound mixing. That's how, you know, this is one of those movies where everything... And I think it was... This wasn't the first time I had really paid attention to Javier Bardem either. That's a little movie called The Sea Inside, which we'll have to talk about sometime. But, yeah, it's a very slow thriller action thing because Josh Brolin's on the run the whole time. And not to belittle the film, but to me it's kind of like the Pepe Le Pew cartoons where the cat's just running as fast as she can and you have Pepe Le Pew just kind of trucking along. Well, that's how Javier Bardem is. He's just... But he's more like a force of nature. He doesn't quit, and he just keeps going and doesn't stop. And part of that is with Josh Brolin's character kind of being the MacGuffin of the movie. I mean, he is the MacGuffin. He's the guy with all the money. So Tommy Lee Jones is trying to save him. Javier Bardem's trying to chase him down. And it's just a really solid movie. I think I may have to go back and rewatch it. It's been a few months. Well, probably about a year or so since I've seen it. Number three is going to be as Thanos in Infinity War. Now, I know he's, you know, been Thanos in a few other things. In Age of Ultron, he was, and in the first Guardians of the Galaxy. But not in the Avengers. That was just a CG thing. But in Infinity War, which here we are, what, 3 weeks later, almost a month later, yeah, still reeling from it. The movie, oh, and part of that is because of Thanos and Josh Brolin's performance in there. You have all these superheroes. If I was sitting here and name them all, we'd be here forever. But you have one main villain. Yeah, he has Ebony Maw and the Black Order, you know, all of them. But some of them, I think, have one line of dialogue. Like, they're super forgettable to me. But Thanos, you know, you kind of feel for him. You don't root for him because he is the bad guy. But as you see what he's gone through to get here and what he's willing to sacrifice. Oh, my gosh, the Soul Stone scene ripped my heart out. You know, and even the point where he's about to accept defeat, you know, he's like, oh yeah, you almost beat me, you almost had me, but then doesn't. That's all on Josh Brolin. You know, he creates this character that is not only powerful, but, you know, he as much as his power ranges, his emotion ranges as well, and not a lot of people could pull that off as, you know, like an 8-foot purple guy making you care about him and feel for him. If you listen to our Avengers buildup, you know, I have a soft spot for the villains. I love Loki and Zemo and Vulture. And now Thanos is in that. I don't know if he's at the top of that list. That would be something I'd have to think long and hard about. But it would be, you know, it would be a disservice to not mention that this movie is built around him, you know. As great as Thor and Iron Man and Cap and not Hulk are, at the core of this movie, it's Thanos and his mission, and it's his story. And I think that's what's really cool, and that's why Josh Brolin is so great. Number two is going to be a little 2008 movie called W, and it's Oliver Stone, a movie he made about President George W. Bush, and kind of goes through his life and everything. What's interesting is Brolin, like, wasn't the first choice. It was Harrison Ford, and then Christian Bale, and then he dropped out. And then at the last minute, they came in and brought in Josh Brolin, and they were like, wow, this is perfect. This is who we should have had this whole time. And he does a really great job, you know. Take all your politicalness for W and Oliver Stone, put them aside for a minute, and this movie is a lot of fun and really insightful and informative. And it's solid. And again, that rests almost squarely on Josh Brolin's shoulders. I mean, Elizabeth Banks is good. James Cromwell is always great. Richard Dreyfuss, Jeffrey Wright, Thandie Newton, Ian Griffin, which was awesome because I was like, oh, it's Mr. Fantastic as Tony Blair. That's pretty cool. Noah Wilde, Rob Corddry, Jason Ritter, yeah, Stacey Keach. The movie, you know, if you liked JFK, you'll like this movie. Not quite the conspiracy thing, but seeing this guy's journey from just a good old Texas boy and to becoming president, especially when he became president after, you know, having to deal with September 11 and everything is just a really interesting story that I, you know, nothing against Harrison Ford or Christian Bale, but I just don't see them doing that. I really see only Josh Brolin as this. But speaking of Josh Brolin and other actors and thing, that brings us to our number one. The number one role that I've seen Josh Brolin in that I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. That dude is a phenomenal actor, is going to be Men in Black 3. He did almost too good of a job as a young Tommy Lee Jones that, you know, you thought you were watching a young Tommy Lee Jones. And that's hurt him in the long run. Because you didn't think of it like, oh, there's this Josh Brolin guy and he's playing this character. It's like, oh no, they somehow went back in time and got a young Tommy Lee Jones and brought him to 2012 and made this movie. It's the movie itself, you know, it's not the worst Men in Black. It's not, I'd probably put it in the middle. I'd say one is the best and two is the worst. Maybe. I don't know. But this Josh Brolin, you know, we're looking at his performances and his acting and stuff, and he, like I said, made you believe that he was Tommy Lee Jones, and wow, it was amazing, and it just blew my mind, and a lot of older people I know that saw the movie, it's, you know, followed Tommy Lee Jones' career for a long time, they're like, wow, that dude was Tommy Lee Jones, and that's why that's the number one spot. Let us know, did we miss anything? You know, I know Goonies Never Die, but should he be on here for Goonies? Or what about Into the Blue or Milk? Milk was a good one. He was good in that. Jonah Hex, True Grit. I mean, he's been in a lot of great movies. It was really hard to get him down to just these. Throw in, you know, Gangster Squad or Inherent Vice. Great roles. The guy is a phenomenal actor. That's the long story short. And that's, it was hard picking out just the top five. But like I said, let us know. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're also on YouTube. Check us out on there. Make sure to hit that little subscribe, whether you're on iTunes or Stitcher or Google, wherever. That's going to get you all the shows, not just The Night Nerd, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, where Colby's going solo this month and doing some awesome stuff. And also DC Animated Adventures, where you get twice a week a feature commentary for Batman the Animated Series. It's a lot of fun. If you want to talk to me directly, though, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those emails. I love hearing from everybody. Make sure you check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. A couple bucks a month gets you all sorts of behind-the-scenes and cool things. I think you should check it out. But anyway, that's going to be it for us today. I know if you can hear, it's raining pretty heavily. It's raining all week here, but yay. We need it, though. Yeah, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy?